Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, it's Gary here, and I'd like to share with you a principle that I've been learning over the years. When I bump shoulders with a lot of successful, wealthy people, and I always thought about how to connect with them and learn from them, and how do I, when I was an amateur, I was thinking, how can I learn stuff from them, and how can I get something from them? How can I take something from them? It was a very, selfish attitude early on when I was an amateur. And as I grew, I learned it's all about give. How do I add value? How do I serve first? Don't pitch your services. Don't pitch your product. Don't try to push your stuff onto them. They don't need your stuff. You need them more than they need you. So today, I'm going to talk about the four things to add value to highly successful people. Number one, done for you services. Well, what are you talking about, done for you services? What I'm talking about is a lot of wealthy, successful people, they have problems and they just need somebody to just do it for them. Like a server, they don't want to learn about how to do Facebook ads, and they don't want to learn how to do copywriting. They don't want to learn how to do Instagram market. They want to pay somebody because their time is precious. They want to pay somebody that will do it all for them. From lead generation to funnel building, to copywriting, to follow up, they want somebody to do it for them. They want a done for you service. You know, they don't want to pay for the education and go back to internet marketing school and learn the ropes, right? They're typically not DIY people, right? They probably built their business or built their success by doing it DIY. But when they get super busy and super successful, they don't have time. They could if they wanted. They could. They have the energy. They have the attitude. They have the fire. They will get it done if they have to. But chances are they want done for you services. They want convenience. They want to pay somebody to get it done for them. So if you see a highly successful person and you have a service where it's just like done for them, that adds value to them. Number two, to add value to highly successful people, it's about solving their problems. Highly successful people are always encountering problems, small problems, big problems, and they need a team of people to help them solve problems. Could they do it themselves? Yeah, it takes up all their time. They like people, they want team members to help them solve small problems, big problems. They want team members to help them solve problems proactively. They don't want team members to, hey, team member, I have a problem here, solve it for me. They want team members to go up to them, hey, Mr. or Mrs., sir or boss, hey, I found this problem, I see this problem gonna happen, it's about to happen, I already created a solution for it. And what does it tell the highly successful person? I don't really need to worry about this person. This person will proactively find problems and solve them before I need to bring it up. So that highly successful person doesn't have to worry about it. They can feel at peace and feel like this person is adding a ton of value. Whether you're a team member or whether you don't know that highly successful person, if you can find problems in their lives and you can solve it proactively, that gets their attention and that adds value to them. Number three, it's not about doing big things for these highly successful people. It's like, yeah, you can buy them big gifts, but they don't need your big gifts. They have lots of money. It's really about doing the small things at the right time. Let's say they had a hard day at work and they're working so hard that they miss a meal. You, successful business person out there, I'm talking to you, the one who skips meals, you know, work so hard you forget a meal. Wouldn't it be awesome if somebody just noticed it and bought you a meal without you even asking? They're, hey sir, hey miss, I noticed that you're working really hard. I just bought you a meal, so you don't have to think about it. You know, you can eat while continuing doing your work. You know, or I bought you a juice, I bought you a shake. You know, these green juices, right, is really healthy for you. You know, I know you're probably hungry. How many times have you done that for a highly successful person? Imagine, how would you feel? So you're like super successful and you're working like crazy. You're so focused on your task and somebody bought a small meal or a snack for you without you asking. They just saw it. They just noticed you. You know, they noticed you were just in your zone and you're just ignoring your health. They just bought you like a booster juice, Orange Julius or something like that to really, you know, replenish your energy. How would you feel? And of course, the small things matter. And then sometimes even the big things matter. If you notice a highly successful person is looking for something, like looking for a product or looking for a service, and it's just, they're not able to find it. And then, you know, they don't have time to spend like hours and hours online Googling it and searching it and calling different stores or whatever, or they don't have time. If you have access to the product or service that they're looking for, and you find it for them, and you source it for them, and you give it to them, that will make an impact, a good first impression, and that adds value. And that highly successful person will remember you. Number four, it's really about showing appreciation. Showing appreciation, being humble, taking notes when you meet them, you're respecting their time, you're looking up to them. And usually, highly successful people, they love teaching. They love teaching younger people, younger individuals, because they have something to offer. They love to contribute. And you, if you want to respect their time, show that you appreciate it. Show that you care what they're saying. That's why by taking notes, you're showing that you're paying attention. You care about what they're saying. And then by thanking them after, thank you for your time, and writing them a thank you note, that speaks volumes to them. And why? Why is this adding value to them? Because if they're giving you their time, their precious time, and you're not like, and you take it as if, oh, whatever, it's just a coffee or a lunch, and you're not really paying attention, or you're not appreciative, and you don't say thank you or anything, and you don't pay for their lunch or pay for their dinner or coffee or whatever, they're like, why should I give them any more of my time? I feel like so ripped off. This dude, this girl or guy just wasted my time. Showing these highly successful people that you appreciate them, you appreciate their time, their words, their advice, it adds value to them. It gives them fulfillment. That's it for today. I hope you found value. I hope you'll take these four things in mind and add value to those people you look up to, the people, the highly successful people you want to connect with. Those four things that I mentioned, done for you services, if you have that, or if you can connect them to people that provide done for you services, that's a value add. Number two, solve problems for them proactively. That adds value. Number three, doing the small things at the right time. That adds value. And number four, showing the appreciation, humility, that you appreciate them and you respect their time. That adds value to them. That's it for today. I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.